فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillah, our most beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned very beautifully that niyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi, intention of a believer is better than his action. Let us make some good intentions. And first and foremost, our niyah should be that whatever we are doing is for the sole pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And whatever we learn, inshallah, I make niyat and you also make niyat, that inshallah that we will be practical upon it and try to pass this message on to our fellow Muslims. Say inshallah. As for the recitation of salawat upon mine and yours and the universal blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, if you have any severe requirements, any difficulties, any problems, recite salawat upon blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in large numbers. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, with the barakah and blessings of salawat, all your difficulties, all your problems will be solved, inshallah. And who doesn't have problems? If I start from my right hand side and start getting a list from all the way, all the uncles, and come down even to the youngsters and come back all the way around, each one has a list of problems. We're always in problems. Just recite salawat upon beloved and blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnah, the Amir of Dawud Islami, Allah grant him a long life and good health. He says, recite Durood Pak in such a number as equivalent to 313 on the nisba of the Battle of Badr, and inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, you will be recorded as that person and personality who is reciting large numbers of salawat upon beloved and blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. For barakah's sake, please recite once durood loudly. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. So, alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate that today we have the opportunity to be in our beautiful Cape Town, Madani Markaz, Faizani Madina, in the southern tip of Africa, mashallah. Inshallah, we're going to discuss some points. So there was an intelligent youngster, very intelligent. So intelligent was he that even in the schools, the teachers used to praise him because of his intelligence. But eventually his intelligence turned towards anger. Whenever an argument came from a teacher or from a pupil or from the principal, he always had an answer even better than them. Always had an answer. So he was labeled as the most intelligent child in the entire school. But at the end result, his intelligence led him to something else. So teachers came to complain to the father. And sir, we have a problem. Your son is intelligent indeed. And like we know, we all have a lot of kids, a lot of children. And we always say our child is very intelligent. And the child is the best in school. He does well. He's getting A's. He's getting B's. And he's doing very well. He's got degrees. We always know. We use this word, intelligent. So the father was a very wise person. And the father listened to all the complaints of the teachers. And he thought to himself, now I have to do something to my child in order to do a reverse action, a reverse gear. He's intelligent, but his intelligence is leading him to anger, too much of anger. Every time an argument came, he had an answer before anybody can complete the sentence. Too sharp he was. So father told him, son, look, my wonderful son. Father was a very wise person. Said, oh my beloved son, listen. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed you with so much of intelligence that you became the most intelligent student in your whole school. But oh my son, look what's happening to you. Due to your intelligence, you're arguing with everybody, You're fighting with everybody. You're showing anger to your mother. You're showing anger to your father. You're showing anger to your neighbors. You're showing anger to your friend. Eventually, your intelligence surrounded you with anger. Son, listen very carefully, because you knew the father was a very wise person. Allah blessed him with wisdom. So the father said, son, today we're going to do a plan. We're going to do some plan that we're going to try to eradicate this anger and get your intelligence into the right direction. He said, okay, father, whatever you say, I will follow. What do you want me to do? Also, father said, okay, son, this is a bag of nails. He gave him a bag of nails and said, oh, my son, when you get up in the morning and you're about to start your day's work, and every time you think that your anger, your intelligence is leading you towards anger, stop and poke a nail, hammer a nail into the back fence of the yard. The first day, he put in 37 nails in the wooden fence in the backyard. The second day, he tried to control his anger. He put in 27 nails, and eventually the third day he put in 20 nails and 15 nails and 10 nails and 9 nails, and then came to 0 nails, and he said, Dad, I got good news. Father said, what happened, my son? He said, Dad, you know what? Now I don't even have anger anymore. You gave me the nails. I took this bunch of nails and I knocked them onto the wall in the back on the wooden fence, and Dad, now I don't even have to knock them anymore, because now it's all finished. I'm not getting angry anymore. Said, my son, now for the amount of the time that you got anger due to your intelligence, go to the back of the fence and every day take out one nail. So first day he went, you took out one nail, second day you took another one nail, and continued. After 2 months, he managed to take out all the nails. He said, Dad, I took out all the nails, happily. Father grabbed the son by his hand and said, oh, my son, now come, let's go back to the fence. And he went back to the fence. He said, son, you punched in all the nails due to your anger, and now you took out all the nails, and your anger has been removed. But can you see the fence? What damage we have done to the fence? When the son looked at the reality of what the father was trying to say him, said, oh, Dad, I made so many holes in this fence. He said, son, just as you made so many holes in the fence, you have made so many holes in people's hearts. Said, oh, my son, you can say sorry for whatever you want, but in the in-depth of the heart of the human body, your intelligence led you towards anger, and your anger has destroyed the person's heart and love towards you, just as you destroyed the fence. He said, oh, my son, if you take a knife and you poke it into somebody's stomach and pull it out, and the person feels pain, you tell him, oh, my brother, I'm so sorry, please forgive me. No matter how many times he forgives you, but the scar and the pain will never go away. So that teaches us a very, very important lesson, especially to our youth, our youngsters. We always got an answer for it. And you know what? A great saying says, educate your children in dunya, the father and mother starts to fear. You saw that happening before? Some son becomes a doctor, becomes a lawyer, becomes a great rich person. When anybody wants to talk, he says, don't talk about my son. Don't, they're coming in, they're walking. Keep quiet. You educate your children only in dunya. Father and mother fear the children. Educate your children in deen. Children fear the mother and the father. So you have to calculate. If you think your child is intelligent enough, alhamdulillah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives intelligence, but Allah tabarak wa ta'ala at the same time, he gives wisdom, hikmah. So you need these two wings to pass the dunya. A wing of wisdom and a wing of intelligence. If you got intelligence without wisdom, you're in trouble. But if you have wisdom, subhanAllah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala loves those who are most wise, because he is all wise. Say subhanAllah. So this is a very important point, because we have this problem at home. Everybody's having a problem with the kids. The child today is computer literate. He's got a lot of answers for everything. It says intelligence leads to arguments. Intelligence leads to arguments. And wisdom leads to settlements. You always see people arguing, No, no, no. I said this. You said that. I said that. He said that. She said that. I said that. Mommy said that. Daddy said that. Somebody will come and say, wait. Hold on, guys. Listen. If it's said like this or it's done like this, then the problem is solved. You say, oh, yeah, okay. All right, you are right. So the wise person always comes because wisdom, Allah Ta'ala gives wisdom. He also gives intelligence. So the wise person always comes to be the solution of the problem. Yeah, he says, always say, a negative mind finds a problem with every solution, and a positive mind finds a solution to every problem. That's what happens, it's reality. Intelligence is heat. It burns. You saw when the people are in arguments or when they're showing intelligence, I'm a scholar. I've studied physiology. I know. I studied biology. I've studied the stars. I know everything. Actually, intelligence is heat. It burns. And wisdom is warmth. It comforts. Intelligence, it leads you. No doubt. Always you find intelligent people on the leading position. But wisdom, it guides you. An intelligent man thinks he knows everything. Always. People, if they've got any issues, they go to the most intelligent person. They want to ask questions. They ask everything. He thinks he knows everything. A wise man knows that there's always something to learn. And subhanAllah, our deen is just like that. That everybody says, no, you don't say you know it all. You never hear a person who is in a deeni position, no matter is a mufti, or is a qari, or is a hafiz, or is an imam. He never say we know it all. Never! Because it leads you to stupidity. Every day in deen or dunya, there is something to learn. So never think we know it all. Because thinking that we know it all, we will be in trouble. So beautiful words. These are, mashallah. So dear Islamic brethren, you ever saw, this is a normal problem in communities. Amongst father, son, daughter, mother, brother, sister, student, pupil, teacher, student, ustad, student. It's a normal problem. When we think we know too much, we have an answer for everything. Actually, Shaykh Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnat, Allah grant him a long life and good health. Say Ameen. He says it very beautifully. An arrow of a bow may miss its target, but the words of a tongue never miss its target. Therefore, when you think you're too intelligent, let the message come into your eye or to your ears or to the sense, then it come into the box and start moving, circulating around before you allow the tongue to talk. Be careful. Your intelligence can lead you to danger. Yeah. We get the message, in fact, before receiving the message, before circulating into the brain, already the tongue is answering it, because we think we're too intelligent. He said, no, I know, I'm telling you. He said, but please listen. He said, no, I know, I'm telling you. This is how it's supposed to be. He said, but please, just listen. He said, don't tell me to listen. I know. And you said, okay, can you listen for 1 second, please? So, okay, tell me what you have to say. And the guy says, when he says it, he said, oh, man, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were trying to say this. Why? Because we think we are too intelligent. You know the tongue? It's a small piece of meat. But if you want to know the power of a human being, you don't have to look at his muscles. No, you don't look at his muscles. His muscles are not important. The tongue is more powerful than the muscles. If you want to know the power of a person, he might be just sitting in the bichara, a small guy just sitting on one corner, you know. But when he come in the front and he start talking, you're like, hey, man, dynamite come in small packages. This guy is dangerous. Therefore, you want to see the reality of a person and you saw this piece of meat? No muscle. No bone. No muscle and no bone, but most powerful. Yeah. It shows the person's intelligence and also shows the person's wisdom. You know, I was in the police department for many years. So I used to go to do the visits in the jails in Pretoria. My job was to sometimes visit the jails. And when I used to go to the jails, I used to meet the guys, you know. I used to go there and I used to try to give some talks while I was in the police department. So I used to ask the guys, come on guys, tell me, what led you to this place? You got 15-year sentence, you got 30-year sentence, you got 25-year sentence, some of them got life sentence, some came in for robbery, some went in for rape, some went in for murder, and on. We always hear the guys say, if only You see, Aslam bhai, if only I could hold my tongue, today I would not have been in jail. I said, what happened? He says, what happened? I said, the guy, example, he says, you know, the guy, he had an argument with me. He had an argument with me. I said, what did you say? What did you say? Hey, he pulled out the knife. I pulled out my knife and I stabbed him and I poked him. He died. Today I'm in jail for murder. If only I controlled this small piece of meat. You see how coward is this person, this piece of meat? When we're in a fight, who talks the most? The body parts or the tongue? Hey, can you bless them? I'm gonna break you. And when the hiding comes, the tongue says, okay, let me come out. You hit me first. No. The tongue, he goes into the mouth and he locks with the teeth like a jail. He closes it up like this. He's safe. So calculate your words. If you think you are too intelligent, daddy, shut up. Mommy, keep quiet. These are the words we're hearing today in today's time in our homes. Because we think we are too intelligent. What do you know, daddy? What do you know? We are computer literate. You guys never saw a computer before. We know everything. What do you know, daddy? You don't know. You don't know much. We learned everything. We got degrees. Mommy, you don't know nothing. Daddy, you don't know nothing. You know everything. You came out from the womb of your mother yesterday. You know everything. You forgot those days, eh? When mommy used to see the child almost going down the staircase. Quick, 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 run. Better hold the baby. Mommy gets up in the middle of the night. Daddy's sleeping. Baby's wet. Mommy gets up. First thing, she cleans the baby. She don't clean herself. Make the child nice and warm. Same you, same me, in the same form. Now you're ready to say, oh, keep quiet. You don't know nothing. You're too old. You're uneducated. You're not intelligent. These are the words we use for our mother and father today. So people, my message to you today is very simple. Very, very simple. You want to get a solution to your problem? Educate your children in deen and dunya. Balance it. Without this balance, trust me, we are in trouble. Every home we know, let's not go too far. Let's talk about Cape Town. Child is in drugs. Wrong company. Daughters are going to the clubs. Children are going to the pubs. Children are going towards drugs. Children are becoming thugs. It's happening. In our present time, and it's happening in Cape Town. We don't have to go too far. I just got a message this morning from somebody. Aslam bhai, my child, what happened? Yeah, Aslam bhai, is too much of argument, too much of argument. No, there's no opinions towards parents. Tell me which home is without these problems today. Tell me. Today, everything is on the palm of the hand. Either leading you towards Jannah or leading us towards Jahannam. Every page we turn, every part of Facebook, every part of Instagram, we are in trouble. So therefore, now should be reverse gear. First deen, then dunya. A child will know if he's educated about deen, then what are the limits when it comes to the respect of the parents. In fact, there's no limit. He will know exactly that I have to perform 5 times salah daily. He knows the do's and don'ts. He knows what is back biting. He knows what is tail bearing. He knows all these things. If you don't educate your children in deen, our dunya is a waste. Where's the days when our children will come home, when you're coming home? Children also have feelings. Family also have feelings. Also vice versa. It's not only of the not only the problem with the son and the daughter. It's also a problem with the father and mother as well. Father is coming home. Mother says, go quickly, I can hear daddy's hooting, daddy's hooting at the door. Mother says, go. The daughter runs in one corner, she's gone in her room. Son goes in the other room. Even the cat runs away, he's also gone under the bed. They don't want to see the father. Daddy comes, he's holding the parcel, he's holding the bag. He bangs the door open. Where is this damn children of mine? Then they know that when father comes, they must come outside and they must look after him. They must help me. He comes in like a roaring lion. Everybody going to get chowed up. Everybody. It happens. Many homes. And when you see him on the street, wow, hey, what intelligent father it is. Inside the house is a roaring lion. Or is it reversed? Vice versa? That when daddy comes home, mommy says, quickly, quickly, go run outside. Abu came home, daddy's here. And all the children run into the garage, run into the yard. Abu, they're all holding him and grabbing his bag. Kissing Abu. Abu, welcome home. How are you, Abu? Abu, let me take out your jacket. And you come home and everybody's happy. And wife says, please sit down. How was your beautiful day? Oh, my wife. And when you walk in, mashallah, first thing you say, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Allah. What a nurani, beautiful atmosphere for us and our families at home. It's for you to answer the question, whether you're a youngster, whether you're an adult, whether you're a father, whether you're a mother. You answer the question, I answer the question. What is our situation in our homes? We know our situation in our homes. And we have to reverse it. If it's good, alhamdulillah. If it's bad, put a reverse gear. Start from the house of Allah. Come in the masjid 5 times a day. Make sujood in the court of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. When Muazzin says, As-salatu khayru min al-nawm. Salah is better than sleep. Come to the masjid. Start in the court of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, who is the solver of all problems. And this is the message of Dawud Islami. North, south, east or west, Dawud Islami is striving at its best, changing the lives of millions of people. I mean, look, I'm already introduced myself as a police officer. But guys might think, is the guy coming from Bangladesh police or is he coming from India police or what? No, no, South African police, SAPS. I'm here to lock you up and throw the key away. It's called a Madani lock. Trying to make your mind to you to understand, if police officer can be sitting in the front and talking to you like this and everybody's enjoying, what will Dawud Islami do for you? Dawud Islami is changing the lives of people. Not only from outside, from within. And this is the solution to your problem for today's time. Alhamdulillah, we had beautiful journeys. I went to Malawi and Mozambique and Botswana. You know, in our work of Dawud Islami, thousands become Muslim. If you're watching social media, we're ironing, shining, and redesigning the whole dunya. That's why our Shaykh Tariqat, he says it very beautifully. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, aye Dawud Islami teri doom machi ho, may Allah tabaraka ta'ala make it such that Dawud Islami becomes glorious in every corner of the world. So you should embrace Dawud Islami. Don't feel shy. Hug it. I just spoke to this uncle here on my left hand side. He's online studying our madrasa online. We've got an online madrasa. Yeah, 24 hours. We run 24 hours online madrasa. Not 2 hours or 3 hours. 24 hours running 40 courses. He's studying for 2 years consecutively. Completed his Madani Qaida. He's in Quran. He's studying Aqaid. He's just studying fiqh for 2 years non-stop. Please, Allah save you from Nazar Ibad, inshallah. Say Ameen. Dawud Islami giving you solutions. What is your problem? No, Maulana, we can't come to the masjid. How are we going to learn Quran? We are big people now. We already reaching 40. All our hair is already grey. Okay, mine is red now. So now we only got one leg in the cupboard, Maulana. Where's the time for us to learn? Where's the time for us to learn? Even your last breath left in the dunya. Make it a means to get the knowledge of Deen. This is Dawud Islami. Changing lives. And bond you. Why can't you change your lives? If you take one step, it can happen. No matter how old you are, it's never too late to learn. We are ironing, shining, and redesigning the whole dunya. You're Dawud Islami. Yeah. On spear ni me bro. On zverek. Yeah. So if you want a solution for you, your wife, your children, your whole community, you have one beautiful solution in today's day and time. And that is Dawud Islami. Keep mentioning what is Dawud Islami. Go on the website, check us out. We are the biggest website in the world. We are the biggest movement on the earth. It's the biggest wali of the time. And he sits in one place in Karachi, Babul Madina Karachi. And his work is running in 190 countries throughout the dunya. You can't believe it, really. We are doing it. Dawud Islami. So you should come into this ocean of work and show them what Dawud Islami is feeling, the pain of the Ummah, of the beloved Rasul. In my town, in Pretoria, I made 100 whites Muslim already done.
Allah.
It's happening in South Africa, in your own country. We're not playing Dawud Islami. We built a masjid for the white community in their community. What are you doing in Cape Town? What are you doing in Cape Town? I'm asking you the question. Because we're doing it in Pretoria. So if Allah Ta'ala has blessed you the world, start the Al-Khailich, Bodyville, all the areas, put up centers, tell Dawud Islami to start. Dawud Islami is doing the work, it's open. There's no hidden agendas in Dawud Islami. May Allah Ta'ala shower special blessings upon each and everyone. Say Ameen. And may Allah Azzawajal make our Islam in every corner of Cape Town grow from strength to strength. Say Ameen. May Allah grant all the non-Muslims in the area the wealth of Iman. Say Ameen. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen. صلى الله تعالى وسلم. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد.
Mubarak for you, my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Say, Mubarak for you, my prayer. May you keep.